We call it Newman Guide News. Kelly Solomon is with us every Tuesday, and today we have a special guest. Patrick Riley, the president of the Cardinal Newman Society, is with us. He is going to be heading to Rome tomorrow for the major events going on in relationship to John Henry Newman. Welcome, both of you. Patrick, let me go to you first. Tell us about what your week looks like with this exciting news about, of course, Cardinal Newman.
Yeah, the week already started today. Pope Leo issued his document celebrating the 60th anniversary of Gravissimum Educationis, the Vatican II Declaration on Catholic Education. But in there, he formally states that he is naming John Henry Newman the co-patron of Catholic education together with St. Thomas Aquinas. And so we're very, very excited about that. And then tomorrow, Pope Leo has an audience with students from Catholic education. On Friday, I will be attending the audience with Pope Leo with Catholic educators. This is all part of the Jubilee celebrations. And then Saturday is the big day when Pope Leo will celebrate All Saints Day Mass and will declare St. John Henry Newman Doctor of the Church, the 38th Doctor of the Church. So, it's just an amazing week, certainly for us. When we started in 1993, Newman was for us, you know, a great Catholic holy visionary for Catholic education. And since then, he's been beatified, canonized, and now named Doctor and Patron of Catholic education.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Kelly, what are your thoughts this week with all this great news going on?
It's very exciting for us. You know, Teresa, we expanded the Newman Guide in the last 2 years to recommend K-12 elementary and secondary schools, as well as graduate programs. And so I think it's an amazing blessing on our work that now St. John Henry Newman is being named patron of education. And Patrick, that's education at all levels, right? They could have just named him patron of higher education. Newman is well known for his idea of a university. But Patrick, I know you were mentioning this to me, how exciting it is that he's the patron of all levels of education.
Yeah, all levels and all kinds. I think one of the distinctive remarks made by Pope Leo in his rather short document that he issued today is he recognizes all different types and methods of Catholic education and says that it all has the same foundation. And I think that's very exciting. He talks about digital platforms, which goes to what you were talking about, Teresa. He talks about different movements. So it's not just the formal brick and mortar schools and colleges, which of course have been very important to the cultivation of education, but it's about everything. And he also reemphasizes the point that education begins in the home and is always first in the home. The parents are always the first educators, and that all Catholic education needs to have a strong relationship with the family, because that's where education truly happens.
And Kelly, this is really, I think, encouraging. I was saying in the previous segment that when we talk about education, as Patrick mentioned, we have to continue to educate ourselves in the faith. And I think this is so important. It's great in terms of, you know, Catholic schools, Catholic universities, but that education of our faith has to continue every single day.
That's right, Teresa. You know, I was working with one of my sons on his theology assignment last night, and you know, he wanted me to give him the answers. And I said, no, let's go back and read the lesson back together. Let's explore. Let's talk about how you can find the answers. Because you've got to learn your faith. You've got to love your faith. You've got to, you know, we want you to embrace your faith. And with that, you need to have that deep understanding so that you can know how to pursue truth and seek it out your entire life.
Yeah, there's a great quote, and Patrick, I'll go to you for your response first, then Kelly. The church needs this unified perspective for both today and tomorrow, encouraging students and professors alike to ensure that their academic work does not remain an abstract intellectual exercise, but rather that it becomes a force that transforms life, deepens faith, and straightens witness to the gospel. And then he goes on to say, the mission of educators as a true work of mercy, teaching is like the miracle in the gospel. I love this. For the activity of the educator is to lift people up, helping them become themselves and able to develop informed consciences and the capacity for critical thinking. Pontifical universities, he urged, must continue this gesture of Jesus, one that embodies a form of charity expressed through study. This is what you do so well at the Cardinal Newman Society, help people develop informed consciences. We see what happens at these various schools and universities when this is not going on, right, Patrick?
Yeah, it's in how many ways have we been getting this message, right, with the whole Charlie Kirk thing and seeing his example of elevating himself and educating himself, and I mean, such a strong voice, and
right,
and in the, you know, in the, with the whole AI issue, which of course is so important to Pope Leo, this question about, you know, whether people are going to actually continue to think for themselves, or are we going to rely on machines that simply work according to certain algorithms? St. John Henry Newman argued that every time we learn something, any bit of knowledge that we receive, we need to ascend above it. Otherwise, it will actually be on top of us and will suppress us. And it's perhaps no more true than in the case of theological knowledge. If we simply take in revelation and simply take it as a cold information that sort of represses our activity, that's how many people look at religion. And in fact, we need to keep contemplating it and keep rising above and go from those truths that we've been taught to a greater understanding and love and desire for God. And if we do that, and if education cultivates that, then we're going to have such a amazing rebirth, what Newman called a second spring of the church. And I'm very excited for where this is all going.
Kelly, quickly, your thoughts as we get to the break of the program. I just want to hear your thoughts as we wrap up before we move on.
You know, I'm so glad that this week is bringing, and the weeks to come is bringing so much attention to St. John Henry Newman and his views on education. I know Patrick just gave a lecture out at Benedictine College on St. John Henry Newman, his vision of education. He's giving one at Catholic Institute of Technology in Castel Gandolfo. So I'd love for him to share a little bit more about, you know, what he's telling people about Newman and his view on education, how we can really put that into practice right now with our Catholic schools and colleges and all forms of Catholic education.
Yeah, I just think this is so, so important. And I think it really highlights ongoing education. And I looked up the definition of education, and mainly it pertains to, depending on what source you use, okay, some sort of formal passing out of knowledge, usually in a school. But I think that passing out of knowledge is the same thing that you did with your son, Kelly, in terms of not letting him just get the answers from you. I was telling you about during the break about a situation I had with a listener who wanted just that from me. She had certain questions. Her cousin was pestering her about this, that, and the other thing, Catholicism, and I wouldn't give her the answers. I gave her the resources, but I wouldn't give her the answers.
We have to
get the answers ourselves, yeah, so we can embrace it. And we'll continue our discussion with Patrick Riley and Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society, St. John Henry Newman, soon to be Doctor of the Church. Pray for us. Educate, educate, educate. The words of the late Jesuit, wonderful educator, Father John Hardin. So important to educate ourselves to make sure our children or grandchildren, if they are still in school, are getting a good, solid Catholic education, because it can set them on the right path for life. We're talking about education with Kelly Solomon and Patrick Riley from the Cardinal Newman Society. Newman Guide News on a Tuesday. Patrick, you are heading to Rome. What does your schedule look like? Tell us all the exciting things you're going to be doing and what's happening in Castel Gandolfo. Oh, Patrick, are you there? Patrick, did we lose you? Oh, Kelly, I think we lost Patrick. So, Kelly, what is coming up with Patrick this week? Tell us a little bit about his schedule.
Yes, so Patrick will be over there for the Jubilee of Education. There's a gathering for educators that Patrick will be president. He'll also be present at the Mass, where Newman is named a Doctor of the Church and All Saints Day is celebrated. And he will also be going over to one of our Newman Guide recommended colleges, a provisional college, because it's new to the Newman Guide, Catholic Institute of Technology in Castel Gandolfo. And he'll be presenting on St. John Henry Newman and his vision of education over there. And he also just did a recent presentation at Benedictine College on the same topic with St. John Henry Newman, his idea of education. And it's so exciting for us at Cardinal Newman Society that this, all of these events have given us such an opportunity to educate people about St. John Henry Newman, our patron that we've been named after for 30 years and now is being named a doctor of the church, and to share about that vision for education that is really about providing people with a truly Catholic education. I mean, Newman argued that a really full, complete education has to be a Catholic education because it includes the insights of theology and the truths of our faith.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And so it's going to be a very exciting week for Patrick and for all of us at Cardinal Newman Society. We'll be sharing, photos and updates from Patrick from Rome with those on our email list and on social media. And Teresa, hopefully we can have him join us again next week on this segment to, you know, share a little bit more about everything he heard and experienced.
Yes, that would be awesome. Yeah. Patrick is back. Sorry we lost you there for a second, but Kelly was just kind of going over your agenda for the next couple of days. Let me ask you both, and Patrick, I'll go to you first since we lost you there for a minute. Does this affirm you in so many ways in terms of what the Holy Father is saying about education, this document, Cardinal Newman being named a doctor of the church? I mean, this really has to just boost what you do and what you have been doing, as Kelly said, for the past three decades at the Cardinal Newman Society.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been championing Newman's vision for the last, over three decades, and it's just so exciting to see, our patron basically becoming the patron of the Universal Church for Catholic education. We've always looked to him in that way and have prayed for his intercession, but now everyone will be. And I just think Newman is such an important saint for our times, not just Catholic education, but in his opposition to modernism, secularization, relativism, he really provides a corrective to so many things happening in our society and even within the church.
Hmm. So you're going to be going to Castel Gandolfo, as Kelly was explaining. There's a new school there. I've interviewed the folks at that school. It's really something what they're doing there with technology.
It is. Yep. Yeah. It's really amazing. It'll be my first time actually visiting the campus. We've had lots of great conversations with them. And of course, they're actually based here in the United States with the campus there in Rome. And it'll be very exciting to be with the students and to talk about this great saint.
In terms of the document itself, I know you probably read it, the document that the Holy Father wrote in education. It's not that long, as we were saying during the break. We were chatting with each other. And he did have some beautiful statements, and he actually gave some great analogies where he talked about there's a vision that has come down through the centuries, has been able to renew itself and positively inspire all the multifaceted facets of education. From the beginning, the gospel has generated educational constellations. I love this. Experiences that are humble and strong, at the same time, capable of reading the times, of preserving the unity between faith and reason, between thought and life, between knowledge and justice. They have been, in a storm, an anchor of salvation, and in calm, sails unfurled, lighthouse in the night to guide navigation. I really love the analogy there of a lighthouse, of a calm in a storm, of an anchor. Because, Kelly, without having the basics of our faith and having this anchor of really knowing what the church teaches, we can be tossed around back and forth, right?
Yes, that's right. I think about how grateful I am that my parents raised me in the faith, that they sent me to incredible Catholic schools and colleges, that it gave me such a good foundation that has been an anchor for my life, and something that I, appreciate so much that I want to share with my children and that my husband wants to share with our children. That's why we want good Catholic schools and colleges to partner with parents. He does emphasize a lot the primacy of parents as the first and instructors of the faith of their children, and how Newman Guide schools and colleges, I think, do this really well of partnering with parents and seeing this as a working together to provide students with the wisdom and the understanding and the depth of knowledge that they need to really graduate and go out into a very secular world and to know their faith and be able to defend it.
Yeah, you mentioned that quote of John Henry Newman earlier, but he mentions it in the document. Religious truth is not only a part, but a condition of general knowledge. Patrick, in terms of this document and what's happening this week in Rome, why should we all be interested in this in terms of education, do you think?
I think it's so important what Pope Leo is running all through his document is this understanding of both an understanding that there has to be flexibility, that there has to be an allowance for all different types of education, all different varieties, different approaches, as there have been through the centuries. And yet we have this lighthouse image that there is always the foundation. And he has a statement. He says the foundation remains the same, the person, the image of God, capable of truth and relationship. What if Catholic education focuses on ensuring that young people come to God, that we know, love, and serve God? If that is the goal of Catholic education, and frankly, it ought to be the goal of every Catholic family, if we can reestablish that as the central point and not the rigid allegiance to very specific types and ways of education that, frankly, in a lot of ways, I think are becoming detrimental to students today, mimicking what public education does and simply following a very simple formula without really focusing on the end. You know, if that all happens, again, I think there's a bright, bright future for the church, which of course there is ultimately in the end. But I think we can see a real renewal of faith in the Catholic Church in America and across the world if we can embrace this vision that Newman puts in front of us.
Yeah, the Pope says in the document, the section on a living tradition, which picks up on what you were saying and you and Kelly were saying, Christian education is a choral work. Here's another, I think, analogy to acquire, you know, to that choral work. No one educates alone. The educating community is a we, where the teacher, the student, the family, the administrative and service staff, the pastors, and civil society converge to generate life. This we prevents water from stagnating in the swarm of it's always been done this way. This is exactly what you were just saying, Patrick, and forces it to flow, to nourish, to irrigate. The foundation remains the same, the person, the image of God, capable of truth and relationship. Therefore, the question of the relationship between faith and reason is not an optional chapter. Religious truth is not only a part, but a condition of general knowledge, there he says, quoting, of course, John Henry Newman again. But I love that idea of, oh, well, we can't be staying here because it's always done this way. We have to be able to move forward and look at different ways to communicate and to educate. And Kelly, I'll get you to respond first to that beautiful quote from the document.
Yes, it does remind me how here at Cardinal Newman we've embraced Catholic homeschooling, light independent schools in the Catholic tradition, Catholic parochial schools, anything that, you know, has Christ as its center. And that's why we work so closely with school principals all over the country who want to have Catholic standards in everything they do, in their literature and the arts, in their athletics programs, in their admissions policies, right? And that's how I think we see this great renewal taking place, and it's very exciting. And I think that, this kind of writing, this kind of attention to St. John Henry Newman, this kind of celebration is going to put such an emphasis on education. I hope it inspires many educators to return to, you know, what is our school all about? Are we seeing great fruits coming out of our school? Are we seeing graduates who are practicing their faith? Are we seeing graduates who, are embracing their vocations, whether it's the marriage or religious life? Are we seeing great fruits of leaders who are leading pro-life efforts, religious freedom efforts? You know, are we really centered on Christ in all that we do? And I think that that's exactly what St. John Henry Newman wants, you know, graduates who know their creed so well that they can give an account of it. That's the kind of education we're looking for.
Absolutely. And Patrick, my hope, because I love the saints, we have over 10,000 saints in the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. But my hope is that people will take another look at St. John Henry Newman, because so many times we hear about a saint. The saint is a patron of this, a patron of that. We may have our own patron saints that we love. But how many Catholics really don't dive into a particular saint's mission, to learn more about them and to learn from them, speaking of education.
Yes, that's right. Education, and again, just this whole understanding of secularization and the society that we live in today. I think he had a great understanding of it, and he has some great sermons talking about the infidelity of the future and that we're entering into a time that's simply irreligious, something the church has never confronted before. Just great prophet of what we're seeing today across the West in particular. I think it's very exciting, and I think people really do need to know Newman. Yes, he was named patron of Catholic education, which is extremely important. But then on top of that, he's 38th doctor of the church. So out of the 10,000 or so saints, he's number 38 of those that the church proposes that Catholics really ought to know and study in order to live a better Christian life and to better understand the world we live in. So I strongly propose Newman to everyone.
Yeah, and also I think it definitely, speaking of education, to look up the document and read it. It's very short, easy read, Drawing New Maps of Hope, Apostolic Letter from Pope Leo. And of course, you can find it on the Vatican website, vatican.va, very easy to find. And I'm sure we have a link to it on our EWTN news site, including Catholic News Agency. If we could read this, there's so many different analogies here, but also speaking of saints, Kelly, I'll go to you first before we wrap up. I have about a minute left. There's other saints that are quoted in here as well. He talks about the Desert Fathers. He talks about St. Augustine. He talks about St. Bonaventure, Bagno Reggio. I was just at his cave over the weekend. I went there and said a prayer at his cave in Bagno Reggio. So he quotes the other saints as well, which I think is awesome.
That's awesome. That's great. And there's so many saints we can seek out and pray for the renewal of faithful Catholic education, like St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, Newman. Encourage those of you who are just exploring Newman, check out his prayers and his poems. Those are great entry points.
We're out of time. Listen, Patrick, we're going to talk to you next week, so we're going to hear all about your trip. Safe travels to the Eternal City. And, of course, check out the great work of the Cardinal Newman Society. We'll be right back to let you know what's coming up on a Wednesday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.